Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. And I am joined by, or with, or Denise Leslie is joining me. However I need to say this, you are a ukulele guru. How are you this morning?
Hi, Jack. I'm good. A guru. I've been called many things, but a guru was not it. But that's okay.
Well, you can now put that on your resume, guru. So I want to ask, you know, because you do lessons, you do the Uke Fest. I want to start with, you know, with the impact of COVID. How has that impacted doing lessons? Are you doing virtually now?
Doing virtual, and I have a few limited students that I do, socially distanced, of course, but most of my lessons are Zoom. And, you know, it's kind of been bittersweet in that respect, because I have probably more students because they're homeschooled and they're looking for an outlet for their arts or for their music or whatever, and the ukulele is a very easy instrument to pick up and teach. So I have my students range from ages 5 to 85, if not older, because I don't ask when they, you know, when they're up in that upper range, you don't ask. So they could be above 85, but so I just think it's an outlet that people are looking for things to do. They're at home and they need some kind of joy and comfort, and this seems to serve a purpose. So
nice.
Yeah.
So let me ask, so somebody like myself who can't read music, never played an instrument in my life, and I'm, you know, mid-50s, can I even learn how to play the ukulele?
Yeah. Okay, so don't take this as a sales pitch. This is honest to God truth. I believe this with all my heart and soul. The ukulele is a super simple instrument to learn. And you don't have to read music, and that's the appeal for the older folks that like to take it. When I say older, I meant really anybody, but, you know, for people who always say, oh, I always wanted to learn how to play, but I never did, that is my key client right there, because it's such an easy thing. I could teach you a song, and you would be playing in 3 minutes. I could teach you so much. In 3 minutes, you could play a song. That's how easy it is. And not have to know about anything other than the melody of the song and the desire to want to learn. So, yeah.
So what you're saying is there's hope for me.
There's definitely hope for you, Jack.
So if someone wants to learn, what is the best way they can reach out to you? Is it email? Is it your website? What's the best way?
I'm in the process of redesigning my website, so I'm just sending everybody to my mobile phone number, which is my business number. I'm a small little community studio here. 970-903-6417. That's my phone number, or my email address is my name, denise.leslie@gmail.com. My studio is here at the Hideaway Ukulele Studio, which is what you see behind me here. I'm located at the Smiley Building. What a great location. I'm in Suite 116, so when you come in the front doors, you just look down the hallway. I have glass doors, and you can see all the ukuleles. So, you know.
Awesome. Now, and again, go ahead and give your, I know I missed your phone number, 903, what was it again?
6417.
Okay. And let me ask, do you have regularly scheduled ukulele lessons?
I do. We do private lessons and group lessons. I'm here at the studio Monday through Thursday when it's not like 4 feet of snow at my house. Or if I feel a little, I need to kind of keep it close to home, which we have these days. There are Zoom times. So I do lessons Monday through Thursday pretty much, and then a special request, you know. So,
well, you know, and I got to say, a ukulele to me it's kind of like reggae music, but ukulele is fun. I mean, it just has a fun tone to it, and it just, you know, makes you happy.
Happy. I mean, you could not want that, right? It's happy. So,
And now, because you have all the ukuleles behind you, I'm assuming if somebody needs a ukulele, you can sell them one and hook them up with, you know, and work with budgets and things of that nature. Because how much is it to get a ukulele?
Well, I have ukuleles starting at $75. I have a package of lessons that includes a ukulele to borrow, to use until you find out if that's what you like. And then if you like it, you can either buy that one or we'll find you another one that you want. You know, I do, I'll just say it, I don't have a big stash of ukuleles. I really like to do custom kind of special ukuleles. So, but, you know, I've got, this is a fun one. I'll just going to show you just because it's so Colorado, even though it's made in Bend, Oregon. These are called outdoor ukuleles. And they're made of plastic. And you can use them when you're skiing, you can raft with them, camp, they're excellent. So, you know, this is a little ukulele, a little over $100, and you throw it in your backpack and take it anywhere you want to go. So, you know, anything from that to a really nice ukulele, you know. And then I love to work with Jimmy's music as well. We just want to get people strumming.
Wow, you know, it's interesting. I think I've told you a story. My stepson, one year, gosh, a long time ago, we went to the Virgin Islands, I always say, for our family honeymoon. And he taught himself how to play Silent Night. And I always laughed because all we heard the whole trip was down, 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 down. And but he taught himself, and he learned a few other songs. But I remember him, you know, bringing the ukulele, and, you know, he played that thing all through our Caribbean vacation. And it was just, again, it was just fun music. So if somebody, like I say, if somebody is, you know, I just want to go back to that, completely can't carry it, you can get them to be able to do that.
I got it. I am on a mission. Oh, here's one for you. So my husband, Charles, he was in school, college. He was a bass player in, you know, the frat party kind of thing, the garage band. And so if I can get Charles Leslie to play a bass ukulele, I can get anybody to play. And he has a bass ukulele, and we've been playing together, and he is digging it. And he's just, it's amazing. I'm like, how do you know that? You know? So we sit around the house and play music. And, you know, in this time, whenever music is a healer, right? And we get a song in our head, and we go to bed at night, and we're like, God, why did we sing that freaking song? It's all in my head. So you know, it can really bring families together, and which is another program I'm putting together called Got Your Uke On, and I take ukuleles into the homes, hopefully when everything, the world breaks, you know, a little bit. And then there's one I'm going to do for tourists as well, to take to a stash of ukes to families and reunions, and just have a fun time teaching people how to play. So and I got all kinds of ideas. You just don't even want to go there yet. I need another program for that.
Well, what I just love about you, Denise, is your passion for the ukuleles. And it is contagious, because you get me energized just hearing you talk about it. So I want you to, we've got about 5 minutes left for the interview, but I do want you to play something. And, you know, we got Valentine's Day coming up around the corner. So can you, you know, play for about a, you know, minute or so something?
I'll play you one little love song. And this is for our little Lovagram promotion. We'll call it that, a Lovagram. If you want a special customized ukulele sweetheart message. All right, Lovey on Rose. Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is Lovey on Rose.
So you mentioned Valentine's, like, I'm thinking, you can order or, book for yourself to come and serenade somebody.
I can come somewhere and serenade, or I can do a recording and have it text or sent to someone as a surprise. So, just whatever your little lovely heart desired. So, yeah.
And again, if somebody would like to do that, give your phone number one more time and your email.
My email is denise.leslie@gmail.com, and that's Leslie with an IE, because everybody always asks. And my phone number is 903-6417. And I do have one more thing to tell you about. Rocky Mountain Youth Fest, of course it was canceled last year. We're not sure about this year. It's always, it would have been the seventh year this year in 21, and it's usually held in July. So that's kind of still on hold, debating. But one thing is I've partnered with, the Community Concert Hall to sponsor an online concert with Victoria Box and Jack Mayer on February the 27th. At 7 p.m., and these two are amazing musicians. You can get that information at dringleconcerts.com. All right, and it's an online concert. Tickets are like $15 and $25 for the whole family, and it's good for several days, so you don't just have to watch it that one night. And it's one of the kind of like the filler until we decide what we're gonna do. But Victoria Box and Jack Mayer have a cute little show they do. Jack in the Box is their stage name, so.
Love it.
Anyway, so that's another thing we're doing. So, just holler at me and let's talk ukulele.
And get y'all lined up. And again, that's through DurangoConcerts.com.
Yep. And the Youth Fest, like I said, I'm not going to give my website yet because I'm redoing the whole website thing. So you just call me 903-6417 or my email denise.leslie@gmail.com.
Ah, well, I think this is awesome. And, how long have you been playing the ukulele?
10 years. Ah. I've been playing my whole life. And I don't know, 10 years ago, I just became obsessed is what my husband says.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. And we love Charles.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. All right, Denise. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, you got a lot of things going on, and we'll get you back on. And when you're ready, and promote the website and all of those fun things. But you can have send somebody a love gram, I'm going to call it. And you've got the Rocky Mountain Youth Fest coming up, and you're offering lessons for all ages, both, possibly in person if something works out, or obviously virtually.
Right. Correct.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and thanks again for playing the song.
You bet. Well, have a lovely day.
Well, you too. Stay safe. And again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.